You are listening to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy, Cairns' most trusted energy retailer, and for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. Sam McClure and Jimmy Bartel with you for the best part of the next hour. Coming up, James McDonald, better known as J-Mac, just happened to be the man on board Nature Strip as it was cruising home in the Everest, and now turns his attention to Zaki in the Cox Plate. Whew! It's not a bad 1-2 punch, Jimmy.
Unbelievable.
Interesting to talk to J-Mac about Zaki, who's back in the saddle. Barrier 6 should have...
What do we make of the last
the tempo
run?
Where, you know, was beaten, has to be said, was beaten fair and squarely.
Absolutely. So that's...
Fairly and squarely.
Squarely and fairly.
Fair, yep, both of them.
I knew what you meant.
And we're just about to talk to Ash Brown, Chief of the AFL Record, social political commentator extraordinaire, of course. And we've got the season review for the Gold Coast Suns. Red light, green light. We've got Jimmy's unders and overs. Looking forward to diving into all of that. But let's get to Ash Brown, who joins us as he always does this time of the week. Ash, welcome.
Hello, good to be with you once again.
Jimmy and I have spent a lot of the first hour talking about the AFL's newly conditioned and appointed vaccination policy. And if you want to break it down into a few words, as they do in movie synopsis, it's no jab, no play.
Yeah, that's in a nutshell. If you're not vaccinated by the 18th of May, you might get your contract torn up. So to me, it's a good policy. It's a sensible policy by the AFL. It takes into account the science. It shows leadership across the community. Interesting, I put something up on Twitter and I've had a couple of responses saying, what about grassroots footy? I guess that comes next. And that is also equally important, I think, to the football community, what's going to happen at all the various levels that are drilled down from the AFL. But this is a really good start and a really responsible start towards getting the AFL footy back to how we've known it and loved it for so long.
Mr. Brown, Jimmy Bartel here. I want you just to put a little bit of a different lens onto it. One of the key points, it looks like it's shifted all the sort of decision-making regarding contracts and how if a player was to say no, it's up to the club's discretion of how much they want to pay them or what they shall do with that player.
That's right. So the player's got a bit of thinking to do if they want to go down that path of not getting vaccinated. And the clubs will make the call. So there's all sorts of possibilities in there. Keep them on the list, put them on a different list, pay them 25%. And then after May 18, the big decision about whether to drop them off altogether. I'm pretty confident we're going to get to... I mean, I know Tom McDonald came out and said that he doesn't like the, you know, a mandated vaccine in footy, but even though I believe he's still vaccinated or on the way to being so, I'm going to find it very, very hard. I know we've got one player in the AFLW. I reckon we're going to get huge compliance in the AFL community. If community is going to be 90% plus, 94, 95% they're hoping for, I think AFL is going to smash that level even more.
You highlighted something there, and I'll read it word for word, Sam, just so people are clear.
Yep.
Keep the player on their playing list, meaning player cannot be replaced, and pay the player not less than 25% of, for AFLW, their contracted salary for AFL, 25% of the CBA minimum base salary. So we always do the worst case scenario. So we're just using his name because we know he's one of the highest paid players in the game. If Dustin Martin said, I'm not getting vaxxed and I'm done, do you think he would accept if Richmond turned around and said, we're paying you minimum wage? What do you think Ralph Carr would do?
Ralph Carr would make a lot of noise, but the rules are in place. It's interesting there's a group of high profile players who try to challenge them and how much weight they would have as a collective group. But it sounds like the AFLPA signed off it as well. And imagine the AFLPA. I'm interested to know whether they take the temperature of the player managers as well as the players because they've come out obviously today and strongly supported the policy. So I would imagine that call me naive, guys. I can't see this situation happening. I know we should talk through all the hypotheticals, but I just can't imagine a high profile player walking away from all that amount of money.
No, well, I'm not disagreeing with you here, Ash, but. One of the highest paid athletes in the history of the world, Novak Djokovic, is going through this as we speak. So it's not beyond the realms of possibility. I agree with you. I feel like it's unlikely, but we have to talk through the possibility.
Yeah, and there's been high profile, certainly Kyrie Irving in the NBA and
yeah.
Kirk Cousins in the NFL is one example I can think of. But I just, yeah, We'll wait to see what happens, won't we? And I guess the proof will be now over the next little while. Some clubs have already come out and said, I think North and St Kilda and Sydney, three clubs have already come out and said 100% of their players are vaccinated. That was like a month ago. So have had, or had their first jabs anyway. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. I mean, it makes the return to training, doesn't it? I mean, we talk about off-season media events and the first day back of training gets a lot of attention. It will make it really tricky this year. Will the track watchers be out of every club who's turning up on day one, won't they?
Ash, Sam often refers to you as the social and political commentator as well, so you should have your finger on the pulse. Derby Day, Australian Open, Boxing Day Test, Grand Prix, all the big events coming up. Are we 10,000? Are we 25%? Well, are we playing numbers or percentage game for crowds coming up?
Well, I think they'll be it'll be numbers into percentages, and I think the first big test from an AFL lens will be Boxing Day. Will be the Boxing Day in the Big Bash because that's going to use venues that the AFL uses. So that'll be, and the tennis is a different example again, but that's over a wide area. But what they do with Marvel Stadium, what they do with the MCG for the Big Bash and the MCG obviously for Boxing Day test, that's going to be the leading indicator going forward. I think that'll be. What did we do last year around this time when we were in between lockdowns around Christmas time? I think the Boxing Day test was somewhere between 25 and 50%.
Yeah, that's right.
That sounds about right again. I think that's what it'll be with a slow build-up towards the start of the footy.
Doesn't really fill Victorians with confidence when the night that we're coming out of lockdown, the curfew, which usually starts at or ends at 9 o'clock, is now actually in vogue of that night. So the way I see it is that you can actually go to a pub at 12:01 a.m. tonight, but you can't be walking to the pub at 11:59. I mean, goodness gracious me. If there wasn't a bigger cluster, and I just will avoid the next word, that we have ever seen, people lose all faith with. I mean, how are we supposed to know how many we're having in the Boxing Day test if we can't? If we have to make special dispensation for hospitality workers to leave their home to get to anyway, it just beggars belief sometimes. Ash, Mitch Cleary's story about Jordan DeGoey this week. I love it as a journo, as far as the get great TV pictures, but as you can see from someone like Jimmy, and I think he shares with a lot of people. How newsworthy is it? And I just kind of feel like Jordan's one of these players where, you know, you should have been doing this 5 years ago.
Well, that's the newsworthy side of it.
That's true.
The combination of it's Jordan DeGoey, for whom conditioning has always been a question mark. I think the fact he plays for Collingwood probably comes into it as well. And it's the footy. If you can find the foot, that's like the newspapers know you've worked in newsrooms, Sam. If you can find the footy angle for anything, 365 days a year,
yes,
you work on it. And so it is, don't take these things too seriously. There'll be players at every club who are flying. I mean, Hawthorn put out a release today saying that Jack Gunson's flying. So it's all a bit of good news everyone looks for this time of year. But I think we've got a bit of vision. There's the American angle, the fact that, you know, so many of us can't travel at the moment, yet we found a way to get to America. The question everyone's asking is how the hell is he going to get home? But that's all sorts of little things. And a very competitive newsroom at Channel 7, as we discussed last week between Mitch Cleary and Tom Brown.
Town war is going along beautifully. And what do you make of Ben Simmons, Ash?
Yeah, it's been fascinating. I think, we're very protective of our international superstars in this country, but I really feel the mood has shifted.
It has.
On Ben Simmons. I thought it started when he didn't play the Olympics.
Yeah.
And then seen socialising and, you know, supposedly to work on his game, but then I think he was spotted at Wimbledon or somewhere with his partner and having a grand old time. And I think the mood's really, really shifted. Disappointment that, you know, he might have helped the Boomers actually make the gold medal game had he been playing. Mm. And seem to be trying to get out of a contract, in a very lucrative contract, very fortunate to be making the money he is, but to be seen to be trying to get out of drills and that sort of thing. Not a lot of sympathy for Ben. It's disappointing because, Jerry Waitley said this, we want to love him. We really want to love an Australian who's dominated the NBA. He should be a number one, just the number one sporting, Australian international sporting star, and he's doing a lot to lose our respect at the moment. Some of the reporting out of America, if you've had time, Ramona Shelbourne's report on ESPN.com about Ben Simmons, which included talking to Kevin Gorgian about his school days. So she's really done her homework. It was a really good piece of reporting. And if you love Ben Simmons or interested in Ben Simmons, I can't commend that piece highly enough on ESPN.com.
Ash, I love my cricket. I'll watch any match of cricket. T20 World Cup coming up. Any interest for you, and how much cut through will we get considering T20?
I'm with Sam on this one. I don't.
It's just, snooze fest.
For me, I'm not a massive cricket fan, but for me, in Ashes summer, the cricket season will start with the first ball of the Ashes test. And I didn't realise they were playing this until a couple of days ago. I thought they were playing it in Australia next year, but maybe I didn't realise it was an annual event and whatever it is. But there's too much cricket. And I think T20 personally is a club team-based event. I'm not sure it works as an international concept.
You know what T20 cricket has become?
What?
It's become like franchise movies. Yeah. They literally just exist with no storyline and no character development just to do one thing.
Oh.
Make cash.
Okay, you two gentlemen can whip down to St Kilda. Someone's doing a hammy stretch.
No, I'm not saying you don't have to watch it.
No, I'm just saying,
it's boring.
Lots of
people go watch the Avengers as well. It doesn't make them good films.
They are good films.
They're not. But
money says they are.
Yeah, for me, snooze fest.
Nah, hammy stretches in October from a player looking
forward
who's flying.
Looking forward to talking to Pat Cummins though tomorrow on the show. Who's going to join us ahead of the tournament opener against South Africa? He will make it fun and interesting. Ash, great to have you on. No jab, no play. I cannot wait to see just how this unfolds the next few days of reactions. There's going to be plenty of columns. There's going to be plenty of fodder on radio. It's one of those times, Ash, where you and I and lovers and Jimmy and lovers of the media just like to sit back and watch the melting pot.
Yeah, it's going to be to see whether I'll be interested to see whether it takes an extreme opinion one way or the other. So yeah. This will be good fun.
Ash, great to have you on. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Ash Brown, chief of the AFL Record. More Sports Day after this.